Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Do you know when I blow up, when I get angry, when I do 2-3 hours on radio and basically start screaming every other sentence? It's when I get frustrated, when I get angry. Really, it's a form of laziness. I'll have all these stacks of horrible news, global government advancing, the proof of everything, and I would have spent hours and hours and hours studying it, and then I get on air, and I just don't want to properly articulate it, and so I just start hyperventilating and getting angry. I am going to attempt today to not do that and to calmly go over as much of the news as I can. We have no guest today because I want plenty of time to go over all this news, all the different things that are developing on the geopolitical strata on a planetary scale. We're also going to have open phones after the bottom of the hour. We'll give the number out. Phones aren't open yet, though. Let me just give you the news I've got here in front of me. Middle class may be subject to food rations, warns UN. Now, Paul Watson did a detailed article nexusing it in with the different martial law provisions, but here's the Financial Times of London headline. High food prices may force aid rationing. And they go on at the UN to say the middle class may even go under food rationing. Vaccinating boys for girls' sake. This is out of the New York Times today. Pushing the deadly Gardasil. And, you know, when I see a headline like that, I feel cornered. I know it doesn't protect you from HPV. I know HPV only kills about 9,000 people a year. Sounds big, but it's nothing on the scale of other cancers. The vaccine, if you already have the virus, which about half the public has, actually gives you a 44% increase in getting that cancer. So it actually will make people get cancer. They don't care. And it's killed a bunch of people and maimed a bunch of others as well. It's a live virus, very deadly. And I know that. I know it's also a fraud. There's no law that you have to take it, and Governor Perry's a liar, and the media is engaged in a huge hoax. You can verify that in about 10 seconds. But still, women everywhere are lining up and injecting their daughters and injecting themselves, and they're taking these beautiful, happy women that would have these great lives ahead of them and just absolutely frying them. Okay, Crystal says he'd recommend the politics of fear and fear-mongering on Fox News, so we'll play that. Also, comedian Lee Camp tells Fox News is a festival of ignorance on Fox News, and they cut the transmission off. Those are coming up. Metals and gold edge up towards record peaks of 950, so it's basically staying right up at 940s, 950, just unbelievable. On fears of record inflation and global instability. Platinum bounces back, gold up on strong oil. We'll go over that. EU pulls out of northern Kosovo due to Serb resistance. They're burning the police stations and everything else, and the cops are running, which will happen immediately if the American people ever decide to fight back physically. I'm not saying that's what needs to happen, though. And I'm going to tie this together today. U.S. imperialism behind Kosovo split. Press TV, that's absolutely true. Feds consider easing ban on guns in parks. Some good news, actually. The new plagues, why superbugs, TB, leprosy, and other pestilences are invading the U.S., giving you actual federal numbers. Biodiversity doomsday vault comes to life in the Arctic. This out of the French news agency. Why have the elite built this? Obama accuser fails polygraph. That is just some of what's coming up. And, of course, the really big news, North American Army created without okay by U.S. Congress. Road to Tyranny shows you the actual documents. Masters of Terror details it. That was 6 years ago I made those films. But now, now the mainstream media can break it for you, tell you how great it is. We'll be right back. It's totally jam-packed show. Strap yourselves in.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Unfortunately, I am often imitated but never duplicated. I say unfortunately because if I'm the best we've got to fight against the New World Order, I don't have to tell you we're in a lot of trouble. I don't have any high and mighty views of myself. In fact, I am frustrated every day that I can study in a calm, cool capacity to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning like I did last night and just have incredible knowledge and grasp of the enemy program and then try to get up here on air and articulate it. It's words, you know, can't even express how mechanized and focused and evil our enemies are. Also, I want to talk about the nature of the psychopathic mind. People think that psychopaths rule our society, and there's certainly a very large and important contingent of the overall makeup in the hierarchical, vertical, integrated society, but they're actually a minority of the ruling power elite. We face some individuals far worse than just your classical psychopath that has a overlaid sadistic power complex. Oh, by the way, you couldn't post comments on InfoWars.com yesterday because we started getting 400, 500, 600 comments per story, and it's had some problems the last few weeks. It's up about 95% of the time. It went down yesterday, not the site but the messages. But we're learning and tweaking and dealing with this as the site becomes a mega site. As the site approaches the size of WorldNet Daily, alone, InfoWars is approaching the size of WorldNet Daily globally. Prison Planet, of course, is approaching the size those twins together dwarf Free Republic, WorldNet Daily. You know, the twin titans of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are continually being expanded and updated, and we're trying to hire more people to assist Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Ryan Slickhuis, and Aaron Dykes. But that's a capital infusion question, and I'm trying to gauge whether we're doing accounting right now to see if we can do that and keep people on. I'm not like these other companies where they just hire somebody for a month and things don't go well. You jettison them out the airlock. But Infowars.com is really exploding. Just the message board format, the commenting on the stories is just to the moon without a rocket, as they say. As Ralph Cramden would say in The Honeymooners. So I hope that if you haven't gone in there in the message board in the comment on the stories, I would hope that you would take advantage of that. It just went back up in the last 30 minutes. Also, I haven't really plugged this enough, and it's got, I don't know, 4,000 members or something now. That is the InfoWars Network. Have your own MySpace page, post your own videos, your own audios, write your own stories. Use that as your base of operations for free, you know, to build your own mini website and then get it linked on other message boards and other sites. I hope that you'll take advantage of the InfoWars.com network. Just go to InfoWars.com itself and link through. Then, of course, there's good old PrisonPlanet.com or the PrisonPlanet.com forums with hundreds of thousands of people that have gone in there and posted things. Just incredible debates, incredible articles and stories that have been written by some of the contributors there who I would hope would submit those to Paul Watson or Kurt Nemo for posting as stories. There's just so much of it, I can't even read it all. The intellect, the research, the but all of it is complex thoughts, complex document postings. I might spend 30 minutes, an hour reading just one page one of our listeners has put up. You know, these are professors and doctorates, and or it might be an auto mechanic who's got an understanding of what's happening and making incredible points. And I'm frustrated. As a limited intellect, I can't cover it all or deal with it all. But you can go in there in this college of discussion, in this society of people that want liberty and freedom, truthers, whatever you want to call us, the resistance, free humanity, just to be at the heart of all of this as it grows and expands is actually a very humbling experience. And I just want you to know that. I saw a YouTube video this guy making fun of me this morning, and I thought it was really funny, actually. I forgot to IM that to you. John, maybe I'll dig that out and send it to you. We'll play it. You know, he starts out playing my intro music and going, do you know what that is when I do that? That's kind of like a steam valve. Because in the past, I would just go into a total screaming rant, and now I'll just kind of go, and then I'll go back on track. Because I'm frustrated. I feel impotent. On many levels, I feel powerful, aggressive, successful. But overall, I feel impotent through the public's weakness. I mean, I know that the Gardasil vaccines are killing our girls, maiming them. I know it's a live virus. I know it's causing all sorts of autoimmune diseases, people being paralyzed, dying, blood coming out of every orifice is one of the common things that happens. I mean, just thousands of bloody sores. When I showed Endgame, I don't know, I guess 10 times here in Austin last year, a lot of people came who'd never been to one of my events who didn't know who I was. A lot of women brought their boyfriends. A lot of boyfriends brought their girlfriends. And there would be women who'd never heard of me. And I would say, well, when you take the tetanus shot, in the third world they've been caught, and there's evidence they do it here in the U.S., they add a pathogen to it, so there's an autoimmunity to that, and the body attacks the different glands that secrete these hormones. And it basically sterilizes you, and you have bad autoimmune responses. And, you know, four women raise their hands and freak out and say, how did you know that? That happened to me. Oh, my God. you know, I thought you were full of it. How did you know that? That happened to me. And then, one of the women came on the show, showed her photos, her medical documents. They gave her a shot and almost killed her. How do I know the UN got caught? Okay. You know, I told a story on the radio last night about how I walked out of P.F. Chang's like a year ago, local Chinese food restaurant with some friends on a Sunday night. And there was some event going on downtown, so there were like 10 cops out front. And right next door to that catty corner is the DynCorp building. And I just thought I'd talk to them like human beings. I said, officers, I want you to Google something. And they looked at me like I wasn't even human. There was a captain there. They were giggling and laughing. They looked at me like I was an idiot. And I said, officers, that's DynCorp building over there. I said, they've changed the name now, but I said, I want you, when you get home tonight, to Google, it's in the mainstream news, London Telegraph, French news agency, BBC, that they kidnapped, in a one-year period, were involved in the kidnapping of 1.2 million women and children. They sent them to slave brothels. They're connected into snuff films. But the majority just go to textile plants on islands where they've built factories, and they send the men to bricklaying facilities where they actually are physical slaves, and the cops just start laughing at me. And one of them knew who I was, so they're laughing. Oh, sure, Jones, and the aliens are going to get me. They go, look, we work in that building sometimes. And I just said, listen, it's true. Please Google it. And they just laughed at me. And that's why we're in so much trouble, folks. Because what I said was true, and those cops should know that I can't go on the radio and AM and FM stations all over the country and say that DynCorp is doing that if it isn't true. Because I know you'll never check out what I'm saying, but would you at least think about that? You see, I got chills right now all over me. I'm freaked out. I can't enjoy anything in my life anymore because all I think about is how evil these people are and how they got to be stopped and how you're a bunch of clowns. How you think it's real funny. It isn't funny that CPS in Florida took more than 3,000 children and won't say where they are, and a bunch of them have been found overseas or dead. That's been in the Florida papers, but they report it like it's no big deal, like they're talking about the cost of ham sandwiches or something. These aren't ham sandwiches. These are children. The government isn't fit to do anything. It's run by a bunch of incompetents at the bottom who don't know their head from a hole in the ground and a bunch of sociopathic technocrats at the top. And I think about how Merck Pharmaceutical knew that Vioxx caused heart problems, but they spent millions making the drugs, so they put it out. Hundreds of thousands died of heart attacks from it, and you just forget about it. They're one of the most evil drug companies out there, but they're all bad. I'm not saying they don't even have some good drugs. I'm saying people running it are evil. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Gardasil put out by Merck Pharmaceutical. They knew they had something that was going to kill and maim women. Bare minimum, they know it. And so they went to a governor and had him, quote, mandate it. As soon as a governor mandates, federal funds kick in, and the feds pay for any lawsuits and liability. So they dumped a bad drug, a bad live vaccine on the market. And they know it's killing all these people and making them sick, and they don't care. Now, we can call it a bad drug. I don't even think it's a bad drug. Bad drug means that's not what it's meant to do. No, that's what it's meant to do. They are practicing right now being able to put something out that kills and maims, something that doesn't even protect you if you don't have the virus, and that gives you a 44% chance of getting the cervical cancer if you happen to already be infected with it, as about half the population is. So, see, it's not a bad drug because from their perspective, it's like Bayer Pharmaceutical. Hundreds of thousands conservatively died when they knew all their Factor VIII drug had AIDS in every single shot, HIV. Was it bad? No, it wasn't bad. They meant to do that. See? We'll come back into all the foreign troop news. It's just, that's why I'm freaked out, is that they're practicing evil, they're testing it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Welcome back. I mean, here's the London Guardian today. New evidence challenges official picture of Kennedy shooting. London Guardian comes right out and just says the government killed him and gives the evidence. We always had the Los Angeles coroner saying he had all the bullet holes in his back from point blank range, as all the witnesses said. They had known mental patient drugged out, being handled by known CIA agents, literally stumbling around on amnesiac drugs, and they just said, you killed him, and he said, okay, Sirhan, Sirhan, it's always the same. And now they've released new photos, they've released new audio tapes showing there were more shots fired and that it wasn't the revolver that Sirhan, Sirhan had. Everything we already told you, it's now the biggest paper in Europe and England. It is the largest paper. It's like the USA Today of Europe and England. And they just say the government killed him. Ah, there you go. You know. Listen, I know it's hard for you driving along in your car in Kansas City or Niagara Falls or Tampa, Florida or Austin, Texas, listening on 1330 AM. I know it's hard for you to believe that Don Core kidnaps little children, but they do. Hey, imagine what it's like fighting them and putting their name out on air and getting death threats over it. You know what that's like? I'm sorry the real world is this way. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm always bashing, quote, yuppies, and that's an oversimplification. I mean, know-it-all people that think they're members of the elite who just giggle and laugh at everything that's going on serious. It's serious when they can kill a president and his brother in front of everybody and tell us lies. It's serious when the voting machines are compromised and people have gone to prison and people have blown the whistle who work in the companies and it's come out that the government is stealing the elections. All of this is serious. It's serious when they're devaluing our dollar. It's serious when they're getting rid of our currency. You know, the old-timers 30, 40 years ago were saying they plan to merge us with Canada and Mexico and slowly merge our military and our police with cross-training, and then finally they're going to sign deals and it's for insurrection. I remember Bernadine Smith sent me 12 years ago a big folder of the actual, somewhere in a storage building around here, we've got three storage buildings, of original New York Times and Washington Post articles where it said they're going to take our guns, they're going to have 10 FEMA regions. This is in the 60s. They're going to have Canadian troops in the U.S., U.S. troops in Canada, Mexican troops in the U.S., U.S. troops in Mexico, NAFTA highways. I got to dig that out and scan those and get them online. And my film, Road to Tyranny, shows mainstream news saying sign deals to use Mexican-Canadian troops during emergencies in the U.S. in order to fight terrorists. Then we have government documents and masters of terror. I've been to the urban warfare events, and I've actually been out at police checkpoints before and had the cops walk by and joke, are the foreign troops going to get me? Oh, Alex. Well, I've got Cam West, one of the biggest media owned by Conrad Black, the big neocon, saying how great it is that Canadian troops will be used in the U.S. to quell dissent. They do say the public's a little upset because this was kept secret from them, but it's now been leaked. Oh, yeah, you got to keep it secret, too. So see, now that they've announced it, it'll be, okay, foreign troops are good. And I don't want to hear support our military anymore. Our military is more and more being made up of aggravated felons and illegal aliens. The biggest recruiting centers are in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Mexico, the Philippines, Georgia, Ukraine. You can't make this stuff up. It's too incredible. And so now, it's mainstream news. Now it's right out in the open. Now it's not even being debated. They're just, oh, yeah, there's a secret deal for our militaries to merge. It's not a big deal. Everybody should just get ready for it and accept it. I'm going to read the Ken West article where they admit it. But and over the weekend, Paul Watson wrote a great story about it and tied it into all the background, but Dr. Corsi's done a story on this. North American Army created without okay by Congress, U.S.-Canada Military Inc. deal to fight domestic emergencies. But then you go read the SPP documents, the Judicial Watch sued to get from September 20th through 23rd in Banff, Canada. It's in, by the way, Endgame. And it says we've got to keep this secret, but we're merging our militaries to fight emergencies and to fight terrorists. North American Army created without okay of Congress, U.S.-Canada Military Inc. deal to fight domestic emergencies. We're going to come back and cover all this. I'm going to get into a bunch of other news and take your calls. 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Back live. Thank you for joining us. Look at this headline. Canada, U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. This is out of CanWest News Service, the equivalent of the Associated Press in Canada. Published in hundreds of newspapers daily in Canada. They just come right out. Now, that means foreign troops will be used in the U.S., and I have read the now declassified agreement from February 14th that just expanded more than a decade of secret agreements that we've had to sue to get, the Patriot Movement. And it says to fight crime, to fight terror during natural disasters, foreign troops. Just calmly announcing it, and the average know-it-all trendy out there probably doesn't know what that means. But in history, let me give you a cue. The Russians would use soldiers from one of their republics, one of their holdings, to go suppress people 2,000 miles away in another region. Because they're culturally different, they're from different areas, they are many times more likely to fire on you, to take you to camps, to follow orders. Remember on 9/11 when they had Norwegian and German and British AWACS over our cities and F-16s? quote, helping us. Remember the Mexican troops since the first time, since the Spanish-American War, pouring across during Katrina in Dallas and San Antonio and Houston and New Orleans. And they were serving the food to the regular army troops that were going and confiscating the guns. They were there in a support role. And in the Washington Post, in other publications, they'd put blurbs out just to acclimate you and condition you how great it was in 2002 that, quote, Mexican and Canadian troops would be used under a new NORTHCOM agreement to deal with natural disasters and to fight American terrorists. And now Chertoff says the main focus is domestic terrorists, and that he feels that they're going to strike any minute. And they told you, Fox News has told you, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda is everywhere. So now they're scripting it and they're casting it that it isn't just those evil Muslims you've got to watch that are under every, you know, picnic table wanting to drink your blood. No, it's everyone. And they say in the FBI manuals, pregnant women, priests, don't trust anyone, only the government. This whole tattletale society, while the border stays wide open, it's all a fraud. InfraGuard, 23,000 executives trained secretly with the FBI to help bring in martial law, help bring in civil emergency, help bring in control, to spy on their neighbors, spy on their colleagues. 26,000 preachers as of last year. And I got news articles today. Tim walked up and gave me some mainstream news where, oh, the church is having a disaster drill training with the feds. Then you read deeper, you find out, you get there, and they say, now submit to the government, turn your guns in when the time comes. And they sign secret agreements with the feds. Oh, just the feds running around signing secret agreements, building camps everywhere. But Canadian troops, now, if I was the Canadians, I'd be more worried about the Americans. That's the plan, according to documents back to the 60s, is to use the U.S. to suppress the Canadians. The Canadians are going to hook up with the Dutch and the Germans and others. They even have it back to the 50s broken up, and they still work according to these combat training groups and these exchange programs. They have certain troops for certain areas of the country. Chinese for the West Coast, Chinese military, and British and Dutch and German for the East Coast, and Czech Republic. That's now an agreement in the 80s. That's one of the later ones. It's for Louisiana and Mississippi and Texas. And then lo and behold, when they have an urban warfare drill, you can pull up and it'll be Czech Republic with our troops right here in Texas training to put us in camps and take our guns. I mean, I don't just read it and stuff from the 60s and 70s and 80s. I can then go out to a drill and, oh, here it is, exactly. And so I'll bring up things that have been declassified or leaked decades ago as part of other projects, because the government has different programs. Well, they'll try to announce it, then if you don't buy into it, they'll then make it secret and keep building. And I'll throw stuff out at troops. You see this in the police state films, and they'll say, how do you know that? That's classified. It's classified to you, Jack. But we reverse-engineered it. It's a great feeling of power to talk about how you're going to machine gun us and put us in camps, isn't it? Well, the jig's up. We are exposing it. Now, again, most of our troops are good. 29 Palms, 86% said they would not fire on American citizens for gun confiscation. But that was in 93. Since then, we've gotten the numbers have come out. Now they got about 70, 75, depending on the test they give them, are now saying they won't fire on Americans. So they're getting about 10% more that will. But see, this is what happens. You say no on those, little trick, you get sent to Albania. You get sent to Kosovo. You get sent to Iraq. You get sent to Afghanistan. You get sent to Somalia. But you're that 30% that says yes. Well, now you're going to run a squad of Latin Americans, Latin American felons. They've even brought in the old death squads. Remember we told you 2 years before it was in the news that the death squads in Latin America, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, have been brought to Iraq, more than 10,000 of them? Well, now they've brought those death squads here to the U.S. Senna Castillo, high-level DEA. He told you about that here on air. Now it's even come out in mainstream news that, oh, former death squads are now organized crime in the U.S., and for some reason the feds won't mess with them because they work for them. Death squads. And the biggest recruiting stations the U.S. has aren't in Boston, aren't in Dallas, aren't in New York, aren't in L.A., aren't in Detroit. You know where the biggest recruiting stations in the world are now? For at least 10 years? Mexico City. Panama City. Panama. Manila, Philippines. And they'll follow orders. They don't like Americans. 20% of the ground force a year ago, it may have grown, is illegal aliens that were legalized. And guess who the government looks for? I know I've said this before, but we need to get this message out. Aggravated felons. So let me get this straight. They're going to use illegal alien, aggravated felons, and foreign troops on the American people, and they're openly now announcing the deals. But the public was preconditioned 20, 30 years ago that nuts talk about this. You know who the nuts were that went public? Special forces colonels. People in government who found out and would blow the whistle and bring out documents, and people say, ah, sure, it's going to happen. But it isn't going to be jumbo jet nose cones popping off and, you know, 500 troops pouring off in every city. And by the way, as cowardly as we are now, the cops and everybody else would run if that happened, and they take over the radio stations, power plants, TV stations. They would have put a gun to the mayor. The mayor would announce, stand down to these guys, and the cops would be, within 2 days, lined up following orders from foreigners. I mean, I believe we're so cowardly and so conditioned to slavery now on average that, I mean, the general public, not the patriots, we will fight back. We're going to be called terrorists when it happens. But if they went with a hot red dawn scenario, within 2 days, you'd have the cops already lined up taking orders from foreigners out there on the tarmac. I mean, I remember seeing News 8 Austin 3 years ago. People called me and said, you got to see this. And I turned it on and it said, we're sending 24 of Austin's best police to Tokyo as part of a UN deal. And now the officers from Japan will be able to come here and arrest whoever they like as well. It's part of a UN interpolicing operation. So see, they already have the cadres of cops who even think it's normal and natural. And after all, the foreign troops are just going to come in to secure international interest after the terrorists hit us. They're going to be helping us. They're going to have soup kitchens for you. And yes, they will have to arrest some people that weren't patriotic, but the yuppies and others, as long as it means that somebody at least promises them the economy will get better, they'll be ratting out their neighbors, their husbands, their daughters, their sons. Children will be tattling on their parents. Seeing Americans grovel the foreign troops like they did in New Orleans is so pathetic. And again, there'll be those of us that fight, and it'll be on the newscast that we're enemy terrorists, and, oh, we're bad. And they'll have people who've been, you know, gone 2-3 years, and suddenly they'll appear on news. Might even be me. I'm not saying I can't hold up against the torture you hear about where they don't let them see or hear for a couple months that drives you crazy in 6 days on average. They documented that in the 70s. And the drugging and the electroshock. I mean, that's the old tech stuff. They got stuff now a million times worse. And so you may see me one day on the news saying I'm a terrorist, saying I did all these horrible things, saying I killed children. I mean, you know. Because that's what they do. They get you and they torture you and then you say whatever they want. So they may go with a hot red dawn. I'd say 15% chance they'll do that. I mean, it's certainly in the cards. It's one of the plans. You know, they got A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then down the line. And I'd say it's, you know, A, B, C, or D. I'd say it's probably about D. But A is just keep merging the cops, you know, keep having MPs at Fiesta, Texas. And you just see military out in San Antonio during festivals giving tickets, helping cops arrest people. And you're like, why is the military out? Well, they're just helping. Shut up. Turn that camera off. We got footage of that 10 years ago. Just keep real incrementally, quietly setting up FEMA command centers locally, merging everybody into the integrated systems. Sending the state police from Texas up to Canada to teach them how to do warrantless searches of people's cars. I remember seeing that 2 years ago. Just thousands of different programs merging it all right now. It's all happening right now. CanWest. Canada, U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. Canada and the U.S. have signed an agreement that paves the way for the militaries for either nation to send troops across each other's borders during an emergency, but some are questioning why the Harper government has kept it secret and was silent on the deal. Well, of course they kept it secret. Neither the Canadian government nor the Canadian forces announced the new agreement, which was signed February 14th in Texas. The U.S. military's Northern Command, however, publicized the agreement with a statement outlining how its top officer, General Jean Renard, and Canadian Lieutenant General Dumas, head of the Canadian Command, signed a plan which allows the military from one nation to support the armed forces of the other nation during a civil emergency. The new agreement, which is greeted with suspicion by the left wing in Canada and the right wing in the U.S. Someone's got to make it left or right. No, everybody doesn't like this. The left-leaning Council of Canadians, which is campaigning against what it calls the increasing integration of the U.S. and Canada militaries, is raising concerns about the deal, and it goes on. You know, those extremists don't want our militaries merged. I was getting off into torture, the primitive stuff. You know, my friend Eva Orner, she won the Oscar last night. I wasn't watching the Oscars, but Mike, here in the office, Mike Nelson called me. He IM'd me about 11 o'clock at night and said, oh, Eva Orner, by the way, won. And I went and saw Friday with Rob and Aaron, Taxi Cab to the Dark Side, because it's got a clip in the film on Meet the Press of Chaney going, we're working in the dark side now. We're using the dark side. And it was how they took totally innocent people and how the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda... this is all admitted, but they didn't admit that our government created them, but they would admit the Taliban and Al-Qaeda would just go, because a kid from the city, you go grab a kid from the city, he's going to have family, people are going to say he's innocent, but more than half the population of Afghanistan literally are cavemen. They live up in little hovels in the hills, they have a few goats, their subsistence level, they're very frail, that's why they eat maybe one-tenth what we do, it's incredible. I've seen the studies on it. I've talked to troops that were over there. They just say you slap one, they fall over. Now, people in the city are a lot tougher because they've got more food and things, and you know they're taking the food. But people are literally living like they were 2,000, 3,000 years ago in those hills. And the Taliban and Al-Qaeda warlords would just land. They had U.S. helicopters would deliver them up there. They'd bring up on muleback. Big old sides of beef, something that Afghans are just an incredible delicacy. You never even get it generally in your life, maybe once or twice at a wedding. They bring them down, and they like to grab them 11, 12, 13 because they can't defend themselves, won't know what to say once they get the camp x-ray. And the CIA, it turned out, and this has all been in the news, knew they were totally innocent. That's who they wanted. So they took 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20-year-olds, by the thousands, the average was about 10 grand that the warlords would get per person. Some of them got 40 grand. Totally innocent. Don't know where the U.S. is. Never had a map. Never seen television. Literal cavemen, folks. Very interesting looking people, too. You know, just you can see the wild-eyed humanity in them. They're just very simple. Watching them in this film made me get tears in my eyes, and they just come out, and they come down to have that beef, and it's over, folks. They're brought to these big, fat, demonic, I mean, literally, you don't see the jail guards, and they just beat them and beat them and beat them until their legs liquefy. It's all just, it's just bags of blood, and they just kill them, and just, rah! And I mean, even this program was a complete whitewash, and I'm not bashing Eva. I mean, it was much worse than even what they say. You've got the real ghost sites that all these public ones front for. At the ghost sites, it's guys in white gurneys and glistening laboratories in the Eastern Bloc, you know, wires into the brains, microchips, and this has been leaked out. Fox News, they brag, they stop their hearts in these facilities. They put a device on your heart that's implanted, kind of like the heart plug. in the horrible redo of the book Dune. I don't like the movie, but the heart plug, where they just hit a button and then your heart stops, and it's like being a zombie. It's very terrifying. They just turn your heart off and then turn it back on. It makes waterboarding look like nothing. Again, facilities glistening, guys in, surgical mask working the operations. And, of course, it's always near airfields where they're shipping out the children they kidnap out of the Eastern Bloc. And the doctors that like to do this sadistic stuff, they get to go have their way with children at night. Just pure devil pits, ladies and gentlemen. And then, and now they're training more people, bringing them in, expanding their ops. But watching Taxi Cab to the Dark Side, I mean, literally, these demonic guards who they interview in there, just like, of course, they all had names like Damien and stuff, were just like, All right, I promise we're going to go to Charles and others when we get back on the other side. Here it is, mainstream news, merging our militaries publicly. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Charles, Bobby, John, others, your calls are coming up right now. By the way, in 2002 in the Washington Post, CIA section chief of the Middle East bragged and said, well, we don't just have Camp X-Ray and Abu Ghraib. They hadn't gone into Ghraib yet. They mentioned X-Ray. He said, it's in Road to Tyranny. We have a blow-up of the article. We torture their children in front of them. And see, the Taxi to the Dark Side didn't even get into the Army's own reports. It didn't even get into General Toogoombo's own report, where it said that they would rape women, rape children, rape people with acid. I mean, the most ghoulish Jeffrey Dahmer stuff you can imagine. Now, this is what's going on in the other ghost sites. And so part of it, of course, for their country, these CIA doctors rape the children, afford America. And then, see, they try to bring you into the evil by saying you don't want Al-Qaeda to get you. It's the ticking time bomb scenario. Generally, when I see it in a law enforcement magazine or publication, they say there's a bomb going to go off, a nuke, it's going to kill a million people. You've got the person's child. Should you crush their genitals? It's always sexual. Again, the global elite are very demonic perverts. And so they're now trying, out of your fear of 9/11, to legitimize sexual perversion. And we played John Yoo at a Council on Foreign Relations meeting. He goes, yep, the president's allowed to order the sexual torture of two-year-olds. Now, I don't know about you out there, cops driving along in your cars, but don't you dare laugh at me right now. You think John Yoo would, you think he'd get word with me on close to 70 radio stations? Lying and saying that he didn't say it's okay for the president to torture small children's testicles with pliers? Don't you dare say I'm not telling the truth. You face it. You face what I just said, and you ask yourself now, do you support this government? You ask yourself, do you go along with this? You see, once you accept torture, folks, it's all over. Then why not torture children? Why not rape them? Now, for the average person, you can't imagine wanting to do something like that. It literally tortures me to even think about it. Because, see, I'm the opposite of a psychopath, folks. I have incredible feelings. A psychopath doesn't have bad feelings for others when he hurts them, but he has good feelings when he hurts them. See, I'm the opposite. I have feelings of rage and anger and tectonic viciousness when I think about these psychopaths, what I'd like to do to them. I have an instinct to go after evil. And by the way, it's nothing special. I'm not a hero. It's a normal tribal instinct that God gave us that when scum is in your tribe, that's hurting little innocents. I'm a warrior, folks. I want to take on the big guys. I can't even get fired up unless some big meathead takes a swing at me first. Not these psychopaths. They like to have some little lady strapped down, scared to death, so they can bite them and chomp them and inject them and rape them for weeks and weeks before they kill them. They like it. They like hurting innocents. And I just can't wait till God allows us to take this planet back so we can hunt all of you down. And I just can't wait to get my hands on you because I know there's some of you listening. And I am the literal tidal opposite of you, and I want my hands around your chicken necks. You are, I know your type. I can look at you. I can tell who you are. People like Woolsey, I can look right into his eyes. People like Bush, people like Hillary, I can look right into their eyes. I can see it. I can see the enemy of the species. I can see it! It's not even because I'm smart, ladies and gentlemen. It's because I'm like a dog. Why does a dumb dog know who a bad person is? Why does a dumb dog, when some evil person comes around, they can be dressed in a suit. They can have a smile on their face, but the dog don't like them. Well, I don't like you. And I swear eternal warfare against you. And all I ask is before God lets them take me away, that a lot of them go down with me. I want to bring down the New World Order. I want to crush them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.